Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, Melton, M-E-L-T-O-N. Date of birth, 5/24/29. Today is the 13th of April. This is a 96-year-old woman who's being evaluated today for hospice and palliative care at her residence, period. She lives in a residential setting where she has 24-hour care and people see about her needs and help her with her ADL, her feeding, and other daily activities on a regular basis, period. Gloria was widowed years ago. She has four children. I discussed her care today with Randy, her son, who tells me that mom has had a very quick decline in the past 6 months associated with worsening dementia. She was diagnosed with Alzheimer's dementia, a neurocognitive disorder, a few years ago, period. In the past 6 months, she's lost weight. She's become much more confused. She's only oriented to person at this time, period. As far as her social history is concerned, she was married for years before her husband passed away. She never was a heavy drinker or smoker in the past, period. Surgery, she has not had any recent surgeries. Last hospitalization was years ago. Medication, she's not taking any medication at this time. She definitely needs pain medication because of knee pain, hip pain, and she's having a hard time ambulating, period. Randy tells me that she was able to walk around with a walker slash cane, but no longer able to do so. She's pretty much bedbound, period. The staff do turn her every 2 to 3 hours to make sure she doesn't develop ulcers and bed sores on her bony prominences, period. Allergy, none, period. Family history, mom got some sort of cancer, and dad was shot, period. Patient is has bouts of sundowner syndrome, where she starts cursing and yelling out. She has bouts of confusion. She's normally oriented to person only. She's eating less. She has had weight loss. Symptoms of protein, calorie, malnutrition. Despite being bedbound, she still has a 1-plus to 2-plus pedal edema bilaterally related to her protein, calorie, malnutrition. She's become much weaker. She has an FHD score of 7A. She is complaining of pain today, period. Past surgical history puts, she has not had any surgery for some time. She did have a colostomy years ago, and she requires colostomy care at this time. This was not related to cancer, period. Patient's PPS is at 40% and has a blood pressure of 160 over 59 today with a pulse of 74, respiration of 18, O2 side 96%, heart positive, swan positive, to lungs, free ronchi, otherwise clear, abdomen soft, lower extremity, pedal edema 1 to 2 plus bilaterally, no cords, no evidence of DVT, neurological movement, all four extremities. She's only oriented to person at this time, period. Assessment, 96-year-old woman with advanced dementia, period. Dementia is associated with difficulty with all ADLs, period. She's not total ADL, has total ADL dependency, period. She requires turning every 2 to 3 hours, period. She's not waking, getting up, walking around very much at this time, period. She also has a decreased appetite, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, and increased pain, period. She's had difficulty with mentating, to the point that she's only oriented to person. She has behavioral issue and sundowner syndrome, severe at night, period. She has a colostomy that requires taking care of, but no history of cancer in the past, period. Patient's needs have increased in the past 3 to 4 weeks, and her dementia has definitely gotten worse given the findings mentioned above, period. She continues to remain hospice appropriate. The family would like for her to have to be kept comfortable with pain medication regarding her knee, back, and hip pain, and avoid any hospitalizations in the future, period. Patient's blood pressure needs evaluation and follow-up. Most likely this is related to her pain, but may require pain medication at a later date, period. She also appears pale, most likely has anemia. But since she's on hospice and palliative care, no blood work or further workup is needed at this time, and the family agrees with minimal workup or blood work at this time. Go back to the top and put down, this is a 96-year-old woman originally from Memphis, Tennessee. There you go. and then come back to the bottom. Patient is hospice appropriate. Remains, is hospice appropriate with most likely less than 6 months to live with diagnosis of dementia and neurocognitive disorder with worsening symptoms in the past 4 to 6 weeks per Randy, her son, and other caregivers. Thank you.